We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the K-State Sports Network, from Learfield, live from the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this is the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by Power Cat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And by the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. This is the Jeff Mitty Show. Here's Brian Smoller.
And good evening from PowerCat Sports Grill in the Little Apple. It is another edition of the Jeff Mitty Show, and it feels so good to be back home here at PowerCat Sports Grill, our site for the show, as it has been the last couple of years. It was not the case last year through COVID and the pandemic. Well, we are back in full force here at PowerCat Sports Grill for another edition of the Jeff Mitty Show. We're glad you could join us along the K-State Sports Network. And, of course, on the Facebook live stream, which we'll get rolling up here in just a minute. You can get our questions in through Facebook once it's up and rolling. And also, you can tweet at me, at Ryan Smoller, and we'll get your questions on the air. We've already got a couple from the crowd that have been given to us, and we'll be ready to go for the show tonight. But you can also call in toll-free, 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228 if you wish to be on the program. But first, let's give a round of applause and a welcome to the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty, who joins us here on the show. Newly minted number 11 team ranked in the country in the NET rankings that came out today, and 7-2 on the season. NET doesn't really matter until we get to the end of the season, but it is a nice that's a nice reward for what's been a challenging schedule at times, especially on the road for NC State and for South Carolina.
Yeah, you know, the net is fairly new to the women's basketball side of replaces the RPI piece in the committee's eyes, so it's a good starting point. It takes in offensive efficiency, takes in other things that are put in differently. RPI only used to take in opponent schedules, your victories, didn't really give as much for road type stuff. So they've tried to tweak that over the years. But yeah, today was the first day it came out. So 11s, yeah, that's a pretty good starting point.
No doubt. And obviously it takes in a lot of different considerations, as you said, schedule, who you play, where you play them, wins obviously are a big part of that. We'll get into more of the breakdown coming up in a moment. First, the last game out, that was South Carolina, and on the road against the Gamecocks. Knew the challenge would be very difficult going against the nation's number one ranked team in the land. They looked every bit the part, even without one of their starters. You guys were down starters as well for a couple of quarters, second and third, not because of injury, but because of fouls. What's your takeaway after watching the film on the flight back in the matchup against the Gamecocks?
Well, there's a couple things that, well, my first take is, wow, they're really, really good. That was on film, I thought, the best defensive team I'd seen in the last 10, 15 years. You know, they have the ability to put out 6'7", 6'5", and then point guard was 6'4". The Amir kid from Canada ran point at 6'4", and was guarding Sundell full court the entire time. So that's a really impressive team. They're as deep as anybody in the country. Yeah, very impressed with them. I thought some of the things we did well, we felt like we needed to rebound 5-on-3, and we needed to chip down, if I want to take a football term, of chipping down and helping out on their huge size. I thought going back on film on the plane ride home, I was surprised with our focus. I don't want to say surprised, but we hadn't done that, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. We saw a lot of good things. We saw Briley Glenn really get in the mix. We saw Jalen Glenn really get in the mix. Jada Moore really get in the mix on rebounds down. And that's what it was going to take just to be in a survival mode, because they are the best rebounding team in the country. The other thing I thought, transition D, one of the things we wanted to do was build a wall around that three-point line, because they were so hard to stop one-on-one in that situation. And going back on film, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. We watched that film this morning before practice, and there were a few breakdowns, but there's always going to be a few breakdowns. But when we got that wall built, we did a pretty good job of funneling them. And, you know, we held them field goal percentage wise to, I think, their lowest of the season.
Lowest point total of the season as well.
So there were some things that you take out of there, but that's a WNBA roster. That team is as deep as any team in the country, and certainly they're going to be in the national hunt again as they were last year.
Yeah, just to your point, Amihair was unbelievable in that game. 11 points, 7 boards, 7 assists, only 1 turnover, 5 block shots, and that's someone that's coming off the bench and playing about 15 minutes a game. I mean, and she gets elevated to point guard because their starting point guard is out, and it just shows you the depth on some of those strong teams like South Carolina. In toe for toe, the beginning of the game in a game like that can sometimes be, boy, you just get put on your heels right away because the athleticism, the speed, whatever it may be of the team you're facing up against. But both North Carolina State and South Carolina, the first quarter, you guys, this young green team of these three freshmen that's starting, hold their own. You know, and we'll get to more of them coming up in a little bit, but somewhat the symmetry, different opponents, different landscapes of the game plan, but
yeah.
Neither in situation at NC State or at South Carolina after the first quarter, you felt like, all right, they're not intimidated. They're ready to go.
No, I've liked our approach. I mean, I've liked our preparation. I've liked our approach. I feel like in the locker room that they're a confident bunch that just plays basketball. They don't complicate it. I think that's a good trait to have. And the focus part that I keep mentioning has been better than I expected in regards to taking a game plan and saying, okay, let's focus on this. And, you know, usually each game plan has a tweak here or there, and there can be some slippage or breakdowns in that, particularly from young players, but they've been pretty good. I think overall our team is deserves a lot of credit, not just the young players. I've said numerous times, you're either ready or you're not. You know, you're either prepared to play in the game or you're not, and that doesn't matter if you're a senior or a freshman. You're either ready or you're not. So you're either showing the staff that you're prepared, you're either showing the staff that your focus is good. If you're doing those things, it doesn't matter freshman or senior. And our group has been pretty good at that most of the time.
Yep, they certainly have. Briley Glenn, part of that group, as you mentioned, part of the young group anyway, announced today as the Big 12 Freshman of the Week. It's the second straight Big 12 Freshman of the Week honor for a Wildcat. Serena Sundell, of course, got it last week. Glenn gets it this week. She's averaged almost 12 points a game. The last three games for the Wildcats had 10 points in this game against South Carolina. And we talked about her in the postgame, but fearless was the word that Randy Peterson used during the broadcast to describe her, and it seemed so apropos. I'm going to steal it again because, boy, that's the way she plays, fearless, and it seemed like she was not intimidated at all going against that South Carolina team.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Fearless is a great word for her. I think what she's been able to do over the last month is separate fearless from careless. And careless may be a little strong, but she was hurried at the offensive end. So she was rushing in practice, rushing into some turnovers, wasting the dribble at times. She's been much more efficient at that end. And when she's really efficient, she can really attack. And we've seen the balance of that. So I love her approach. She comes every day, though. That's the thing that doesn't surprise you. She comes every day to practice, ready to go. It matters to her. It's important to her. She's competitive. If things don't go well in practice, she doesn't drop her head. She competes harder. All those things, pretty good traits.
Yeah, no doubt. And really emblematic of all those three freshmen that have so far, we'll talk more in depth about here coming up a little bit later. They've all shown a pretty good competitive spirit here to begin. The other player I wanted to ask you about coming out of South Carolina ended up tying a season high in points and assists, and it put up a season high in minutes. And part of it was due to foul trouble with Simone Goodrich, but 6 points, four assists. We didn't talk about her in postgame, but I thought after watching the film, looked a little bit better, Simone Goodrich, in this game against South Carolina, and you needed her to play some big minutes.
Yeah, we did. I thought she had a better look. I thought she was more aggressive. I thought she got downhill better. Thought she was more active. You know, I've been trying to get her to get in the paint and make plays for her teammates and for herself. In this game, she did a nice job because you're right. We did need her. Serena picks up three fouls in the first half. Just kind of never got in a flow of things, and Goodrich played well.
Yeah, same with Yoki, too. And for a stretch, it's never by design that you want to play games without Yoki in the lineup. But is it good to kind of go through those growing pains now in the non-conference of what, hey, there's going to be games where Ioka, either through foul injury, you know, foul trouble or whatever, is going to be on the bench. You have to learn how to score or operate offense defensively without her. You got a lot of time against a very good opponent without Ioka Lee.
No, it's not good. It's awful. It's awful. No, we don't want to do it, and we don't want to do it the rest of the year. So,
All right. No.
No, and that's a message I'm trying to get across to Yoki, right. Is that, no, we do not want to do this. Now, if it happens, we have to be prepared for that, and that's to your point, but if we could avoid it the rest of the year, I'd be perfectly fine with that as well.
Yes, no, absolutely. Yoki obviously has some very big numbers associated with her name already this year, which we'll talk about coming up. Well, the Wildcats, as we mentioned before, off to a fantastic start. This is the first of our three shows here in December. Then we'll take a holiday break and come back on January 3rd. We're going to take our first break of the day. We'll have trivia questions and some giveaways for the folks here on site to come join us here at Powercat Sports Grill or continue to listen along the K-State Sports Network. Back with more of the Jeff Mitty Show in a moment on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Biodiesel turns soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing that it drives more than 60,000 U.S. jobs and supports more than $11.4 billion in economic impact. Learn more about America's advanced biofuel at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
Back at the Jeff Biddy Show here at Powercat Sports Grill, which is our home for the Jeff Biddy Show, which is where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. Powercat Sports Grill, among other things. All right, so talking about the South Carolina game, last time out for the Wildcats, K-State before that was at home for a pretty good while and took care of business in the preseason WNIT and then also against three non-conference opponents before that trip to South Carolina, the last of which was North Dakota State out of the Summit League, a team that's projected to be third in the Summit League, and K-State's going to get a little Summit League flair coming up this week as they hit the road to Omaha to take on a Mavericks team that returns four starters from last year, and then South Dakota State, who has one of the best unknown players perhaps around in women's basketball, known in women's basketball, but perhaps to the casual fan, not known, and Maya Sellin. We'll hopefully see if she's back. She's been in and out of the lineup with a bit of an injury for the Jackrabbits, who upset 15th-ranked UCLA most recently here last week. Anyway, that's the schedule coming up this week for K-State. Then we're back here for the next show, and then Oregon comes to town coming up in December. I wanted to ask you about the schedule a little bit because it is a rather aggressive schedule with some of these non-conference teams, and I almost call it like pillars. There's four big tentpole games that kind of have the holding up the non-conference schedule. You have the NC State game, South Carolina, who are now 1-2 in the nation. Then you have South Dakota State, who perennially is a top 25 in NCAA tournament team, and then Oregon. I know you don't necessarily do all the scheduling hands-on, that's Coach Oo, but what went into the thought process of this schedule and lining it up this way?
Yeah, I don't really Coach Oo handles it. We have discussions about, you know, hey, what's the goal of it? Because every year's a little bit different, you know, So, you know, we had the preseason NIT, and so that field was kind of shaping itself, and we debated on whether we wanted to be in it or not because it was a different format in the past, but because we got the guarantee to play NC State at the end of it, that was and the three home games for us, you know, that was something that interest us. So that came off that way. Now, the South Carolina, I request X amount of opponents over the years in the SEC Challenge. So South Carolina was one that we had requested. Tennessee was one that we had requested. Missouri, Arkansas are always kind of on that list as well. So that's how that ended up shaping up. The Oregon, obviously, we went out there a couple years ago. We were supposed to have them last year, but I really didn't want to have them during the pandemic.
Right.
And so Kelly and I have known each other for a long time. And you know, I just said, hey, I'd rather have you come in. And they were pretty good with that the next year. I think that would have been such a waste for our fans to, you know, Oregon a year ago during the pandemic. So yeah, that's how it shaped up. South Dakota State, we obviously had them last year. We signed we're going to actually play them potentially in municipal next year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that may be a Kansas City game, and we're working on trying to tie that into when our men play the Sprint Center. So if the men play Sprint Center, or it's not Sprint Center anymore, it's T-Mobile
Center,
right?
Yeah.
So T-Mobile Center. If the guys play at 6, maybe we can play at 3 or something like that and match up with that. So we're kind of working on that right now.
That'd be great. I was just going to ask you what other schedule notes you had for next year. So do you have those kind of big opponents, like in football, you know, you kind of have those series announcements where you have a big non-conference team, then you kind of fill in around it. Do you do the same thing in women's basketball, that you have contracts guaranteed with another top five team here in the next couple of years?
Well, it kind of shapes up uniquely in that sometimes you don't find out in these tournaments who's in the field. So we kind of hold some things waiting to see what the field is because, you know, you do want to have some balance. You don't want to sit here and have, you know, six or seven of those type of games. But we're waiting on the Virgin Islands. We're in discussions with Missouri about a neutral site game. But I don't know if we do the South Dakota State game, we may not do the Missouri thing unless we want to sign an actual 2-3-4 year deal. So we'll see. I mean, Coach O will always kind of send me, hey, I'm talking to so-and-so. What do you think? And, you know, it's pretty quick. I'm usually nope or yeah, let's get after it a little bit. So, and then the other part of scheduling is we usually try to get our players back in an area where, you know, maybe we recruit them from. So, you know, we've gone up in the past to Wisconsin. We actually played Arizona State there, and that was an idea just to get our northern kids back in their region. So we're always looking for those type of things.
Speaking of Oregon, that's December 18th. It's you want to get one of the nation's best home court advantages. It gets even better with the annual Pack the House tradition. That's on December 18th against Oregon. All general admission tickets and select concessions, just $1. For that Oregon game. So let's get the word out. Tell everybody you know of wear purple. Get inside Bramlage. Dollar tickets for that game against Oregon. Hopefully it's loud and crazy for the Ducks because it was when we went up there to take on Oregon. And Sabrina Ionescu, thankfully she's not a member of the Oregon Ducks currently.
That's good.
In the WNBA. Absolutely, 100%.
That's good.
It was fun to watch her, but then also not as fun to watch her. So that's on the docket for the Wildcats coming up in a few weeks. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of the best players in the nation that plays for Kansas State, and that's Ioka Lee and some of the numbers she's put up already to this point. That's when we return after this word from your local stations on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Back on the Jeff Biddy Radio Show here at Powercat Sports Grill, the west side of Manhattan. K-State women's basketball being brought to you by People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. Visit them at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. You're welcome to get a question in. You can tweet at us. You can tweet at me, at Brian Smolder. You can also shoot us a question by calling 1-866-577-8228. If you wish to be on the air tonight, we did get a question from the audience. This is from our good friend Randy, who is here tonight, and asked, when and how did you first find out about the Glenn twins for Kansas State?
Yeah, that's probably 8th, 9th grade. AAU ball, they were playing with good organization, and yeah, they were actually playing with Sundell as well. So, found out about him. Obviously, very talented, and just followed him through the process, recruited him right away, got him over to campus, had him on campus a couple different times, invited him over to kind of one of those early football games. And I remember talking to him. They were young, boy. I mean, it may even be earlier than that. And talking to him in the office, and Briley's spinning around in her chair like, you know, I'm going, hey, Briley, focus here. You know? And you're going, I mean, that's the unofficial visit. You know, they're so young, you're just trying to get them interested. And they're just, you know, looking at all the lights and the football game, and they're just excited to kind of be on campus. But you could tell they were very serious about basketball, very competitive, you know, and those things have held to be true. I remember going up to Pennsylvania to watch him in a big tournament up there, and they had a couple injuries, and you know, I think they might have had six players, and you know, you're playing five or six games in 2 days, and they're playing every minute of every game, and I think they're subbing the one kid for, you know, a player, so they're getting maybe one rotation out of there for all five or six games, and they didn't miss a beat.
That was, I guess, that speaks to the question I was going to ask. But even at that age, how difficult or how easy is it to project out of what you're going to see by the time they get to be a high school senior and be playing for you in a number of years? Is it easy to identify? Are you looking for different things? Like you mentioned, personality and some of the, as Bill Snyder would love to say, the intrinsic values, right? You're looking for that necessarily. That's what you're talking about as opposed to a skill set.
Well, you're looking at all of it, but you know, you're paying a lot of attention, or at least I am paying a lot of attention to how hard they play when maybe it doesn't matter as much, or an 8 a.m. Sunday game where, you know, there aren't any other coaches there. I mean, it's easy to play when the game's where there's 200 coaches around the court. Now, if you can't play in that and be excited about it, then that's probably an issue, right?
That's right.
It's probably a red flag. But, you know, I can remember going to watch Aoka Lee play in Chicago, and same kind of thing. You know, how hard do you play? You know, just all those things that go into it. But, you know, when they're that young, you just got to keep following them. Because you don't know, because some lose the passion, some lose the desire to keep working, some, you know, don't continue with it like you want them to. And if that occurs that junior year, that senior year, that's not very good. So that's the inexact science to recruiting, is identifying the kids that are playing because they love it, playing because they have a competitive spirit about them. Many times you might find that out in other areas other than just basketball, you know, and you talk to a lot of people on them as much as you can. And then the one thing that always came out, both of them, just how hard they worked. And and what we can see is just how good of basketball players they are, you know. Do they move the basketball? Do they make the right play? Both the Glenn twins do, and Serena played with them, and we could see that with all three.
Yeah, really, the adjectives that come to mind when talking about those twins and Sundell, there's the fearless side, the competitive side, but also poised, confident. They just really have the whole everything, the whole package coming into K-State. Very excited about the future.
They're typical. They're all college students. They're all young, right?
Sure.
All young.
Yeah,
but,
you talk to them.
But, you know, it's, after practice, you know, those three hang pretty tight, and they're always discussing, you know, where they're going to eat. And it's a typical discussion of, well, I don't want to eat there. We ate there last week. And why do we have to, you know, I want to go sleep. It's a typical young, what you would expect a freshman or any of the college age to be having after a long 2.5 hour practice.
All right, you mentioned Yoki. Let's get to some numbers here for Aoka Lee. Herhoopstats.com. If you're not familiar, that is a website that follows women's basketball, and it has a rating system, different types of rating systems. But one thing that they've invoked, it's kind of like a baseball statistics called win shares. And it basically, it tries to determine through analytics the most valuable player in women's basketball.
Right.
Aoka Lee is at the top of that list, 4.3. She's ahead of Veronica Burton of Northwestern and Aaliyah Boston of South Carolina, who we just saw. And Alyssa Smith, fifth. Athlete Jones is sixth. I mean, so those are big names. Obviously, the formula works pretty well. But Ioka lead right at the top of this list coming into this. And we know that, obviously. It's nice to see some of the national attention here early, though, coming Ioka's way. Your impression of how she's been able to handle what has been a little bit brighter spotlight on her this junior campaign.
Yeah, I think she's handled it really well. I think, you know, obviously, look at the start at NC State. You know, you're saying, how's this game going to start? It's against Kunane, okay? But as I've reminded her and reminded other people, it's not like this is her first rodeo. I mean, she's gone up against some of the top centers because our league has had some of the top centers. You're talking about Kalani Brown, Lauren Cox, now WNBA players. You're talking about the number one pick a year ago in Collier. So it's not like these are
right
new things to her. Now, the attention's new in some areas.
Right.
But certainly within the Big 12, that's not new to anybody in the Big 12. And so I think she's handled it well. You know, the great thing about Yoki is she's got a good balance to her and she's got a level head to her. She really doesn't care or pay attention to those kind of things. And while we congratulate her on it, she also knows that the next practice is the most important part of the process, and she embraces that. You know, she embraces that very well.
She's the only player in the country currently averaging 20 points or more, 10 or more rebounds, and 4 more blocks. She's fifth in the nation in scoring, leads the nation in blocks, leads the nation in field goals made, and 18th in the country in rebounding. Dominant across the board, she is, as she goes into this game and this week on the road. She's seen just about every defense that you could possibly imagine through now 2 years plus to this point. Where have you seen her game improve, or what did she work on necessarily to improve facing different types of defenses heading into this year?
Well, I think she's improved in it's a continual improvement, but I really feel like she's really sealing really well, better, and using her body much, much better.
Sealing meaning setting up or getting to the basket? What do you mean by stealing?
Setting up, timing of posting up her player, and then if she doesn't have it, she sets up her next post up better than she ever did a year ago. And going back on film, these are things she's playing much lower. I'm always talking to her about hips and legs because those have to be active. We don't want to get in an arm wrestling contest. That's where those fouls occur. But she is so much, I think, patient, so much better in that area, and then she just got a great touch in there. She's always had a great touch in there, so I think Yoki would also tell you that she's getting the ball in a timely manner, so she has to give her teammates a lot of credit for moving the basketball, getting the basketball, and getting her the basketball when she has people in a tough spot. And it hasn't come without adversity because what game was it where she shot like 3 air balls?
And, right.
And I can't remember what game it was, but we're like, I don't think she shot it, had that. But she had kind of a couple days in practice where you could see where she wasn't feeling it. It was she kept looking at the rim like, man, that felt like it was going in and it didn't. And then sure enough, she just kind of kept going and ended up, I think, with another double-double and played very well. But, no, I think she's handling it well. And, you know, we got to solve the fouls where she gets too amped up. And that's what I'm talking to her about early in the game. She's got to kind of dial it down. And then late in the game, if she gets to that, you know, if she could get to the second half with only one foul, now you can get amped up a little bit and you've got a little bit of leeway. But early in the game, I just sat down with her and watched a little bit of film. And I was talking to her about, I had that with Sandra Irvin. And the first 8 minutes of the game, that's before the quarters, I would not let Sandor leave her feet to block shots. The challenge with Yoki is she's picking them up sometimes where she's just chasing a loose ball.
Right.
Or she's chasing an offensive rebound. That's a little more difficult than just setting a rule to don't leave your feet on block shots for the first 8 minutes. So she knows it, and it's a tough thing because you love her aggressiveness. You love her passion. You love how hard she plays, but we just want her to tamp it down a little bit.
On the fouls.
Especially, well, early in the game, I think she's got to get a feel for how the officials are calling it and are they going to let this go? Or are they going to let that go? And then I think she can really be more aggressive after that.
First foul at South Carolina was chasing down a loose ball out of bounds. Just got bumped.
It's a 50-50 ball.
Yep.
That Boston gets to it just a hair to the inside of her. That she's probably just got to throw her hands up and go, I can't take that next step. But that's easier said than done
sure.
in front of 12,000 people when you're amped up and ready to go.
Kansas State falls to South Carolina, but ready for a big road trip. Coach just mentioned about the ball movement for K-State on offense. We're going to talk about that aspect of the Wildcat offense, which has been also among the nation's leaders. That when we return to the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Biodiesel turns soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing that it drives more than 60,000 U.S. jobs and supports more than $11.4 billion in economic impact. Learn more about America's advanced biofuel at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
Back on the Jeff Mitty Show here on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield. Don't forget, coming up, it's Oregon, the next home game on December 18th. It is Pack the House night. All general admission tickets, select concessions, just $1. Wear purple, help Philip Bramlage. Tell your friends, coming up for that one on the 18th of December. All right, just before the break, we were talking about Kansas State and their ability to pass. Assists have been a big part of K-State's success so far this season. In fact, it's even in the notes from our good friend Randy Peterson, as sharing is caring. K-State is sixth in the nation in total assists, and they rank 14th in the country in assists per game. Serena Sundell kind of headlines that. She is fourth of the Big 12 in assists, fifth in assists per game. Anybody that's watched the Wildcats so far this year can tell, right? The ball movement for this team and snapping the ball around the perimeter, inside and out, getting it to Ioka Lee, is really a strength of this squad. Clearly, when you have a player like Ioka, the ability is to get it in and get it to her as much as you can. But your Wildcats have also done a good job of hitting open threes in the last week or so when they can. South Carolina was a bit of a different. As you said, defensively, they're kind of making it a little bit harder to hit shots. But what's your take on being able to move the ball and get open shots, not just for Ioka, but for everybody?
Well, I think it's been good. I think our intentions are really good. And what I mean by that is we're trying to move the basketball. I think at times maybe we're not sure why, and maybe we're – but that's okay. You can work your way through that. And maybe we're not reading things all the time as well as we need to. But those are just things that teams have to keep evolving, keep getting better at. So I love the fact that we share it. I think we've got a group that's unselfish. I think we've got a group that they just try to make the right play. They don't overthink it. I've said that a couple times. And then in the areas that we need to really read things, you know, one of the things we're always trying to do is set our offense pieces where we can read where the help is on Lee. because that will set up where the ball needs to move, and I think they're getting better at that. But I'd like us – we haven't shot the ball very well, and I think we've got to be more consistent there. We've either been feast or famine. You know, it's either been 10 of 22 or 3 of 23, and I'd like for us to get back to our attack in the full court where it's layups, threes, or inside post before they get organized, and let's not complicate it. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do in practice. And you can't do that in games. You know, you can't. You have to do this in practice. And so worked on it today. We'll work on it tomorrow morning. And we're going to be on the road all week. I think it'll be a great week for us because we'll be able to have some good practice time as well as play two good road games.
Well, let me ask you about three-point shooting. I mean, you obviously saw through the fall. Did you have an expectation level of how many threes you'd hit a game? Is that a number you guys chase? Like, write down, hey, this is how many we want to average here. This person, I think, can get this many threes in a game. How does that work for you guys as far as your projections?
That's Coach O. He does that every, you know, I jokingly kiddie, because he'll have every stat that known to person. Well, this person will get this bit of threes. He'll have it down for every player, and he can probably call into the show, and he probably does. I think this. I think that they're shooting the ball better in drill work. And we shoot a lot of game-like shots in drill work. So I think they'll shoot better here. The better you pass it, the more timely you pass it, the better you shoot it. And there was a stat that came out from the staff, and I think it probably was Coach O talking about, there was a stat that came out that on a three-point shooter, if you get a good shot, you're likely to knock that down 70% of the time. If you get a good pass, if you get a bad pass, you knock it down at 20% or something like that. And it was a significant number. So we're still trying to get better at that. I think one of the things that's been good about our early teams that we've played is that we've seen so many teams play us different ways that I feel like we've got our attack in place for a lot of different defenses, whether it be triangle and two or whether it be 1-3-1. And that's not always the case. If you play five straight teams that play you only man-to-man, maybe you don't have to work on those things. But we've had to work on all those things in practice, and I think we'll be better for it going forward.
Well, we've talked about three newcomers already. I wanted to ask you, while we're talking about threes, let's talk about another, and that's Rebecca Dollinger, who is trying to get adjusted to this level. Two-time National Junior College Player of the Year, put up just eye-popping numbers at the junior college she was at. Admittedly, she has said herself, it's a whole different ballgame coming up to this level. It was a smaller junior college that she was playing at. What's your expectation level for Becca and what you've seen from her to this point as she adjusts to this level?
Yeah, I think, don't know, I think she might be overthinking things, and that, yeah, while it's a higher jump, it's still basketball. I mean, if you can get off a three-point shot, I talked to her after practice. Days are running together. I guess it was Saturday morning after we practiced. And I told her, I said, you know, we recruited you to be more aggressive. And you got to start trusting yourself here. And if you shoot 9 threes, I'm confident that on a bad night, you're going to knock 2 down. And I'm confident on a good night, you're going to knock 5 down. But you're not going to knock any down if you don't shoot them. And so she was good in practice today. She was coming off stuff, really aggressive. I thought there were some bright moments today in practice. So I hope she takes that talk. And we need her to be a threat, and because she's capable of putting up some numbers that could be really helpful to this team.
Still to come on the show, we're going to talk about the Big 12, some big games this week for the conference. We'll talk about the Big 12 SEC Challenge a bit, and we'll get an update on some of the other players for K-State, the ones that haven't been playing to this point. We'll get coaches' update on that if you haven't heard about their status when we return after this word from your local stations on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back on the Jeff Biddy Show here at Powercat Sports Grill. This reminder coming up, December 18th is the next home game for the Wildcats. They will host 18th-ranked Oregon. Dollar tickets, general admission tickets, select concessions are just $1 each. Tell your friends, bring the whole family. If you got family in early for Christmas, for the holidays, you're doing Christmas early, whatever it may be, come check out the Cats of the Oregon Ducks, one of the perennial powerhouses of women's basketball. Make it loud and proud for the Cats as they battle Oregon in that matchup. Should be a whole lot of fun for Kansas State. All right, K-State on the road this week against Omaha and then against South Dakota State. Elsewhere in the Big 12 Conference, coming up this week, you've got number 16 BYU at Oklahoma. That's on Friday. That'll be a good big out-of-conference game. The Big 12 already this year, 59-19 in non-conference games. On Saturday, you've got Texas A&M at TCU. A&M and Texas just played this last weekend. Texas got the better of them. More on that in a second. And Iowa State's got two big ones this week. Wednesday, they host rival number 12 Iowa, Caitlin Clark. And then they get Northern Iowa at home on Sunday. The Big 12 SEC Challenge just wrapped up. K-State was part of that, as Coach mentioned, playing South Carolina. Oklahoma was able to beat best Mississippi State, and they did it by 31. The Sooners really playing well here early on this season. Missouri had a squeaker against Missouri. Missouri, a late comeback in that game, really made it interesting down the stretch. That was in Waco, but the Bears survived. They stay inside the top five at 8-1 on the season. And then over the weekend, Oklahoma State and TCU both lost in their SEC Challenge games against Florida and Auburn, respectively. But KU beat Vanderbilt, and Texas, as we mentioned, beat Texas A&M. I want to go back to one thing you mentioned in passing earlier about the Big 12 SEC Challenge, about how you requested certain teams. It was interesting because when it was announced that we were playing South Carolina, there was a number of fans that said, South Carolina, can we not play somebody else that's like a beatable SEC? Why would you want to play number one South Carolina? So the question to you, I guess, is that. Why would you request a team like South Carolina, who every year is probably going to be one, two, or three in the country?
Well, I asked myself that at a certain point. I think this, if in my opinion, if you're going to play something that matters, that gives yourself a chance to, particularly with the net, because you need to have something that is beneficial down the road. And I don't, you can't predict necessarily, because it's a couple years out. But one of the things I think you can predict with South Carolina is Don's going to be pretty good, right?
Yep.
And going to be real good. Now, I was hoping that maybe they weren't that good, but I still think it challenges your team, and obviously it puts you in a, particularly with our young group. But once again, you're trying to do things that benefits you when it comes down to the NCAA tournament, and I don't know that you do that by picking up teams that maybe don't have anything for your resume. And, yeah, there's a chance you can go get blown. We know that there have been games in the past that can be tough with that type of talent. But I think that, you know, I think our group came out of there. Are we better? Well, I don't know that we're going to know that till down the road. Right. That'll get answered down the road. But I think our team came out of there with, as I mentioned earlier, they were able to do some things that we had talked about doing, and they did it pretty good. What we didn't do that we talked about doing is we've got to be able to stay in our offense no matter how the other team plays us. We have to be able to stay in our discipline offensively. And they were able to take us out of some things and forced us to go into some other things that I don't think we were as tough or committed to getting into what we needed to. So that's an area that we've just got to get better on, and we've got to do it against our practice squad guys every day, and we got to do it when we face teams going forward.
We're going to take another break, come back, and then get to those other players. The four that we haven't talked about to this point, and the four that haven't played so far this season. We're going to talk about those four and their status in case anybody had the questions, or there were a couple of questions before the show about some of those players. We'll get Coach's take on that. We'll return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities, and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
This is Coach Chris Kleiman. Running a successful football program requires commitment and attention to detail. We spend all year creating game plans so that we're at our best for 12 Saturdays in the fall. It's equally important to have a game plan when it comes to making smart financial decisions, and that's why I rely on the experts in that field. Regardless of your stage in life, we all need a plan for our financial future. The Kansas Insurance Department can help you have a game plan before you invest. Visit smartinvestks.com.
Biodiesel turns soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing that it drives more than 60,000 U.S. jobs and supports more than $11.4 billion in economic impact. Learn more about America's advanced biofuel at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
All right, back on the Jeff Binney Show. Just a couple of minutes left here in the show. Let's jump to something that we promised a couple of breaks ago. That's an update on four players for the Wildcats who have not yet played so far this season. We'll start first with Rachel Ranke, since that's the one that everyone wants to know about. Rachel, of course, a preseason all-conference pick a few years ago, member of the All-Big 12 freshman team a few years ago, now in her redshirt senior season with K-State. Your take on Rachel and where she's at and where she's able to play for the Wildcats.
Yeah, boy, it's a hard thing to answer. What I can tell you is she had a significant injury. She had a setback that was significant. And she started to do some things, but, I mean, we're still at the bare starting point. We're hoping that when conference starts, there might be a chance there. But I think the next couple weeks are going to be really telling for her, because obviously you got to progress a lot further than where you're at right now. And how her body reacts to that, all those things are going to be really critical to see if she can do it.
Savvy Simmons.
Yeah, she suffered a season-ending injury, had to have surgery. And so, yeah, she suffered that Probably right around late August would be my guess.
Yep, just for people that have seen her on the bench. And then speaking of injuries, Melina Petersen was a young lady that came late from Denmark. But yep. If I remember right, the injury was also kind of the story for her coming out of the prep ranks.
Yeah, right after Melina committed, she tore her knee and had surgery. So probably had surgery. I don't have it in front of me, obviously, but maybe somewhere around April. So the plan is to redshirt her. We're hoping that she gets cleared kind of around the same time like Lee did, so that there's a valuable scrimmage time. You know, Aoka got cleared her freshman year probably about January 15th, February 1st. She got cleared soon enough. We were kind of tempted, like, oh, should we play her? Because we could already see it in workouts. You're like, oh. But Melina will, doing good, recovering nicely. Yeah, not there yet.
Yeah, a prolific scorer coming out of Denmark, three-time league MVP there and part of the Danish national team. So some pretty high credentials for Petersen. And then the last one's Heavenly Greer, 6'3 sophomore transfer that came from Oklahoma.
Yep.
What can you tell us and for the public about Greer?
Yeah, I think best case scenario for Greer would be that there maybe this is an NCAA situation. I think the best case is we get one more opportunity with the NCAA, and that would not occur till after the semester here.
And just trying to get her cleared to come to play. It's not an injury situation. Just the whole transfer just coming from Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's that's about all I'll say about the NCAA.
No worries.
Yes, it's a situation where I'd like to get I'm hoping that we can get one more shot. If not, then she's going to have to redshirt, which I think is really unfair to the kid having to sit out all this time, particularly with everything. I mean, COVID, you go through the whole thing. First-time freshman, rule changes last year. I mean, I can go – there's a booklet on this, right?
That's right.
And I can go through the whole thing. But if we're lucky enough to get one more shot here, it would occur at the end of semester.
Young lady to put up tremendous numbers in the prep ranks. Played just 10 games at Oklahoma before being deemed ineligible. So hopefully can get to the Wildcats and being doing well so far, flourishing in the classroom. But just got to get things worked out on the transfer stuff.
She's doing great. Yep. She's doing great. Really proud of her. Really, really proud of how hard she's working. Really proud of her in every area. So, that's the hope.
Yep, she'll be a big part of the Wildcat family. It is now, but will be a big part of their future plans as well. We'll take a break here, come back, wrap up the show with one question coming from the Twitter ranks. From CatFan28, that's when we return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals who are optimistic. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
Back on the Jeff Binney Show as we wrap it up here from PowerCat Sports Grill. CatFan28 jumps in the finale of the show to ask Jeff Binney, how would you rate the Big 12 conference so far this year compared to previous ones? I know you haven't had a whole lot of time to watch other Big 12 teams. What's your take?
No, but my take, from what you're seeing nationally, it came out second to the net, only second to the SEC. And it looks to be one of the strongest years. Now, the hard thing to assess is just the COVID year because you got extra players and all this. But it just looks like, you know, some of the scores you're seeing, there are some teams having some really, really good years. And top to bottom, it looks to be the best. I think that's probably the difference in what maybe we've seen in years past is that top to bottom looks really, really strong.
Yeah, no doubt. I know TCU's had a little bit of struggle here early on, Oklahoma State a couple times, but most everybody's had their games where they've looked pretty, really good.
But then Oklahoma State got a great win over Missouri State.
That's right, yep.
Texas Tech has had some good stuff. So it looks like I said, top to bottom, it looks like it might be the most challenging it's been in a while.
Appreciate the time. Good luck at Omaha. We'll see you up there for the Mavericks and see everybody here next week for the next edition of the Jeff Binney Show. Thanks.
Okay, Brian. Thank you.
Jeff Binney joining us on the show. Thanks to Nate Strope in the studios.
Live from the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this has been the Jeff Binney Show, brought to you by Power Cat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And by the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.